The gift of salvation is one of the greatest joys of the Christian life. Many Christians even remember the day and time they were saved. And we acknowledge our salvation in the Apostles' Creed when we confess our belief in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. But some people outside the church don't recognize their need for salvation. They argue that as long as we're good people, and as long as we don't do anything really terrible, we don't need a Savior. So why is salvation so important? Why do fallen human beings need a Savior?
The fall brought man into a condition not only of condemnation, so that we need forgiveness of sins, but this condemnation is something that comes to us as a result of a single act of disobedience, as Paul said in Romans 5. Therefore, no matter what we do, if we were to obey the law from this time forward in our lives, we could never achieve a righteousness, because we already are sinners. We've already broken God's law. There's no way that we can come back to the standard of righteousness. The one that does the law shall live by them, but we already are lawbreakers. And so from the fact that the law has been broken and we are under condemnation, we need a Redeemer. There is an absolute righteousness that is needed. And so one must come who can fulfill God's requirement of an absolute righteousness. But also, even if we could, say, achieve some degree of righteousness by our present obedience, there's still the necessity of someone paying for the sins of our past. There's someone that must pay for the law-breaking that we have already done. God will not violate His law, and He said that if we break the law, that we will die, that we are under a curse. Everyone that continues not in all things written in the book of the law to do them are under a curse. So we are cursed, even if we obeyed all of God's law right now. So someone must pay for the curse, but we cannot pay it ourselves in such a way as to gain forgiveness. It would simply be a just punishment that must continue forever. So for someone to pay in order for forgiveness actually to come, there must be a uniquely qualified Redeemer to do this. And a third thing that is involved in this, if I may continue with it, is that there must be such an authority and such a glory in the Redeemer that God is fully satisfied with the honor that is shown Him by the obedience of this person. And Anselm, who was a theologian of the Middle Ages, talks about this particular aspect of the atonement, that Christ, who was God Himself, could not gain anything by Himself, by His obedience, because He already had equal honor with God, and therefore His obedience must be given to others. And God is infinitely satisfied with this obedience because the person obeying also has the kind of honor that God requires. So this honor that is given to God is another part of the redemption. And the granting of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who can grant the Holy Spirit so that that indwelling corruption we have also is gradually removed in the process of sanctification. So for all of these reasons, perhaps more, we stand in need of someone outside of us to be our Redeemer. We're helpless and hopeless without that kind of help.
Human beings need a Redeemer, and indeed need God to be their Redeemer. For this reason, the nature of sin against God. God is not some impersonal force that launched the universe into existence. God is personal being. The doctrine of the Trinity, God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God is intimately, profoundly personal. And therefore our sin is against God personally. Our sin is like a betrayal of our Creator more than it is like anything else, as I understand what the Scripture is trying to tell us. And therefore, since our sin is like a betrayal, there's nothing we can do to fix it. Betrayal is the sort of thing that only the betrayed party can ever do anything about. And so only if God provides us redemption, only if God takes the brokenness of the relationship and fixes it, can we be redeemed. But we also need a Redeemer because of what sin has done to the human condition. It has trapped us as we turn away from God and turn in on ourselves. It's trapped us in a kind of gravitational pull that apart from God's graciousness to allow us to escape and be able once again to have our hearts and lives turned toward God. Apart from that, we could not escape from our own sins. And so only a Redeemer who can first of all make things right with God can save us. And also only a Redeemer who can reach into our sinful situation and undo the power of sin can save us.